Well, I come, riding fast and riding hard. It's time for adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Riders. Today's exciting story...
The Ghost Rustlers.
Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Cowboys, I want to tell you how young Bobby became owner and little boss of the B-Bar-B Ranch. You see, it was this way. Old Bart Benson was a gold prospector. And one night, just as he was about to make camp, he heard the crying of a baby coming from a clump of bushes. He took the baby and headed for Cactus City, where he hoped his friend, Windy Wales, would help him find the boy's parents. But despite all efforts, no trace has ever been found to this day of the baby's father and mother. So then, although old Bart never legally adopted the baby, he named him Bobby Benson and treated him like his own son. Old Bart bought a large ranch in southern Texas and took Windy Wales along with him to help with the bringing up of the child. And he engaged Tex Mason as foreman of the ranch and guardian of the boy until Bobby should come of age. Tex took on Harker, a full-blooded Indian, who taught Bobby all Red Indian craft and knowledge of nature. Irish, another hired hand, loved the boy just as much as the others. So that when old Bart died and left the ranch to Bobby, he had four staunch friends to look after him. Tex Mason, Windy Wales, Harker the Red Indian, and Irish. So now to our story of Bobby Benson, the little boss of the B-Bar-B Ranch. The Ghost Rustlers. Old mines are numerous in the mountains of the Big Bend country of Texas. Today, most of the mines have been abandoned. But in one tunnel of the old Silver Ghost Mine, something is going on. While three rough-looking men flatten themselves against the tunnel wall, a fourth man leans over a box that has a long plunger in it. It looks not unlike a tire pump. The fourth man yells,
"Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole!"
Well, that ought to do it, boys.
Let's have a look, Ladroni.
Take it easy, Rock. One of them sticks of powder could have missed fire and give it time. Yeah, what did I tell you? Fella, when you're playing with dynamite, you're playing with death. Now, we'll just take it easy, let the powder fumes blow away, and then see if we've opened the door to a lot of money. Yeah. $1,000 a day between us. The only beefsteak mine in the world.
You're wearing your six-shooter today.
Hmm?
Thought you didn't like to wear that heavy gun belt in hot weather.
Bobby, I don't like wearing it any time, but... Well, I reckon I might as well give you the bad news, son.
Well, how bad?
We've lost 20 head of our best steers in the last 8 days, son.
Killed or just disappeared?
Disappeared.
Well, maybe they just wandered off somewhere. Shucks, we've had cattle lost for weeks in the Badlands, but they've always turned up.
All these steers disappeared from that pasture over by Ghost Mountain. And they were the fattest and best-looking beef critters in the herd. That spells R-U-S-T-L-E-R to me.
Rustler?
Hmm.
Golly, but we haven't had any trouble with cattle thieves, and I don't know when.
We've got it now, son. But so far, none of the boys have been able to find any sign of them. We're meeting Hawk over by the herd and see if we can find out a couple of three-letter words meaning who and how.
Hey, here comes Irish riding like he had a mother bear after him.
Hey, Tex! Woo,
McGinnicuddy, woo. All right, Irish. How many had disappeared last night?
Just three.
Just three? Now, how were they able to cut three steers out of that herd with you and Hawker guarding it? Or did you boys tell yourselves a couple of bedtime stories and go nighty-night, huh?
Tex, none of us slept all night. We kept moving around the herd.
Didn't hear anything that sounded strange, and didn't see nothing. And then this morning, we made a quick tally. 3 more gone.
What's Harker think?
He's as puzzled as we are. Doggone it. Seems like we're up against ghost rustlers.
Cash, maybe the rustlers used a truck.
No tire tracks, and the boys would have heard a truck anyway. I'd even admit the possibility of a helicopter, but those things are noisy, too.
We know there are no hidden canyons around here.
That's right, Irish. Cliffs go straight up on all sides of the range. I've always considered this the one rustler-proof pasture in the ranch.
What can we do about it, Tex? Move the herd out of here?
No, that's quitting in the face of trouble. And if they're smart enough to steal them in here, they'll get them anywhere. And we got to stop those cattle thieves, or we'll lose a lot of money this year.
You got a plan, Tex?
I wish I did. But one thing we're going to do, we're making a permanent camp out here until we stop this business. Bobby?
Yeah, Tex?
You ride on back to the ranch and bring back enough food for a couple of days. Also, our bedroll. Tell Waco and Pepito to be back here by sundown. It'll bring rifles for all of us. Oh, yeah, and bring back that big map of this part of the Big Bend, too.
Right, Tex. You want Wendy, too?
No, we can't leave the rest of the ranch unguarded. Now, go on, ride, son.
I'm on my way. Diablo, me go. Let's go.
Must be thinking we're going to be here for quite a while.
Well, we're not leaving until we solve the mystery, are we? And catch the rustlers.
Well, the boys and I aren't leaving, but I think you ought to go on back and take charge of things at the ranch.
Oh, Tex, every time you want to include me out of something, you try and tell me I'm in charge of the ranch.
Bobby, these cattle thieves might be hard to handle.
Yes, sir. And that's why you need me here.
Huh?
Why, you boys will be busy every minute. You'll need me to do the cooking, keep hot coffee going all night.
Well,
and if real trouble comes, who'll you send back to the ranch for reinforcements, huh? You see, Tex, you can't miss the herd by being caught short-handed.
All right, but if things get a little bit rugged and I have to send for more of the boys, remember that's your job and you asked for it.
Huh? Hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
When will Waco and Pepito be along?
About supper time. Golly, it's later than I thought. I'll start getting chow ready right away, Tex. If you and the boys are going to be up all night, you need a good hot meal.
Hey, looks like we got a new dough wrangle, Irish. Okay, Cookie, but it better be good.
Them cowboys still out there, Rox?
Yeah. Looks like they're going to stay a while. The kid just rode up with a pack horse loaded with grub.
Let me take a look. Yeah, 3 of them and the kid.
Maybe we better lay off a few days, Ladrone.
Why? they can't figure an answer out gimmick in 1,000 years. They're going to grab the cattle while they're grabbing us good. Only wish we was set up to process more than 5 steers a night, then we'd take the whole herd.
Sally, Irish.
I counted them twice, Tex. There's just 43 head.
That's my cap, too, Tex.
Well, it's right, I reckon. And come morning, there still better be 43 head of cattle, or I want to know the reason why. Hey, Harker! Harker!
Yes, Mr. Tex.
Have you seen a single thing about this herd that looks strange?
No. Wait. There was one thing.
What? It might be important.
Look, steers stay over close to cliff. And grazing not as good there as someplace else.
Yeah, that's true, but cows are curious. They do a lot of things that don't make sense. Not a sign of a break in that cliff. It's sheer rock.
There goes the sundown. It'll be dark in a little while.
Well, I don't think we can expect any action till almost midnight. The moon will be gone then, so we'll just take it easy for a while. But when it gets really dark.
Yeah, Tex?
Well, remember, we're not riding around the herd. We're going to keep right in the middle of those cattle. And if they start stampeding, we'll look out for the horns.
Well, a Mahoney, you're not going to try and bring in any beef tonight.
Why not?
We're asking for trouble with those cowboys out there around the herd.
Look, those steers are bunched right up against the rock door. If we just swing it open, them steers will come in. The smell of that bale will loosen, attract them like fish to the cat. As soon as we have five inside, close the door, and that's that.
Okay, but brother, I hope a cowboy don't come in with him.
If he does, we'll take care of him. Darby, you and Rox handle the door and be ready to close it when I blink my flashlight. Now get to your places. Throw the light switch. Okay. Now open her up.
They'll get the scent of the hay in a couple of seconds.
Boys, he spotted the gimmick. No, 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 you fools. Don't close the door. Wait. I gotta get that guy.
Rustler! Here! Be moving, Rustler!
There you are, you vomit. Hey, turn off that flashlight. Them eyes.
Keep that gun hand where I can see it and follow this light. Because, fella, if I have to shoot, I can't miss. Now, this way, quick, if you want to live.
B.R.B. herds grazing in the shadow of Ghost Mountain's steep side. And Bobby Benson, Tex Mason, and the cowboys have been trying to catch the cattle thieves in the act. The rustlers, however, seem to be operating out of a carefully camouflaged tunnel. And now they have not only stolen more cattle, but they have caught Tex. Blinded by the beam of a flashlight in the hands of one of the rustlers, Tex jumps from his horse and leaps towards the cattle thief.
By golly, I got you now.
No, cowboy, I got you. Quick, stop closing the gate. I'm dragging the cowboy inside. I just knocked him out. Hurry! Here come the others.
We're coming back. Make way, boys!
Oh, he was here. I was about here when he yelled. I saw someone using a flashlight. It must have been Tex.
Tex!
Oh, Tex! Doggone! Them rustlers have got Tex and snapped him into nowhere, just like they got our steers.
Golly, fellas, isn't there anything we can do? This has been the longest night I've ever spent in my life.
Now, take it easy, Poppy. We did all we could in the dark. Be full daylight pretty quick now.
But it doesn't make sense. You heard Tex yell, and you saw the beam of a flashlight, and when you got there, nothing.
That'd be right.
Well, there must have been at least one other man there, because Tex's flashlight wasn't working.
Huh? It wasn't?
You mentioned it to me. Come on, we can't just sit here by the fire. We've got to do something.
Well, I reckon it's light enough to make a tally. The herd's scattered enough to make it easy.
I don't care about the steers. We've got to find Tex.
Well, I'll count the critters anyway.
Golly, if only... Hey, wait a minute. Where's that map Tex was looking at by the firelight last night?
Me see him stick it in his blanket.
You don't want a good look at that map. I think it's still here. Oh, this must be it.
What kind of a map is it?
The Army Engineer's map. It shows everything. Tex made some marks on it with a pencil. Kind of hard to see, though. Irish, hold the lantern over the map.
Sure, little boss.
Hmm. Hey, this is... You know what's just on the other side of that mountain there? An old silver mine.
Me remember now. It be called Silver Ghost Mine.
And look, Harker. This map shows the mine shafts. And one of them comes almost through the mountain to this side, like a tunnel. Hey, do you suppose... Look. There's only one thing we can do.
And let's be doing it.
We've got to saddle up and ride to the other side of the mountain. Maybe the answer is in the old silver mine. Now, come on, let's go. than a mile further to the old mine. Yowie, this is really a narrow road.
Maybe so. But trucks be using it. Look, tire tracks made maybe only last night.
Hey, that mine hasn't been worked in 10 years.
Somebody do something up there. This road be used much. I think one truck come down road now.
This is no place to argue with a truck coming down grade. Let's get in that gulch there, but quick.
Come on. Just keep out of sight. I want to get a look at whoever's in that truck. This is far enough. Whoa, amigo. Whee! Irish, you hold the horses and keep them quiet. Come on, Harker. Let's get back where we can get a good look at the truck.
Okay.
Down behind this bush. Here it comes. Gee, it's slowing down. It's
going to
stop.
No. No, it just makes slow through, makes sharp turn.
What did you see? I see it too, Hawk. There's blood dripping from that truck.
Bobby, Tex, and the cowboys have been trying to stop rustling raids on a B-Bar B herd. And Tex has been captured by the cattle thieves. Led by Bobby, Harker and Irish are headed for the old silver mine, thought to be abandoned, but now Bobby and Harker have spotted a slow-moving truck coming down the narrow road from the mine. A truck that is dripping blood.
Maybe missing steers in that truck on the way to meat store, but not what you think.
Oh. Well, that means the rustlers must be operating in that old mine. We're going in there.
If there be rustlers up there, and me think so, all right. We not go busting in. We get in when they're not looking.
But how?
You stay here with Irish and horses. Me scout ahead. Find out what go on up there.
Let me go with you.
No. Two men twice as easy to see as one man. We no want them fellows know we are around here. You go back to horses. We find out what's what. Go now, Bobby boy. That be best way to do this.
Oh, wish. Oh, thank goodness. Here comes Harker back. I thought he'd never get here.
Now maybe we'll get some action.
Harker, what did you find out?
Maybe bad men in old mine meeting. Men with gun be on guard.
Did you get a look inside?
No, but I think up way how we get in.
Well, what are we waiting for?
If truck go down road, truck got to go back.
And?
First thing we do is roll boulder in road like it fall there from mountain. Wait. Truck come back up road.
In about time. We've been waiting here almost 3 hours.
Truck be empty, me think. When driver see big rock, he stop and he get out and roll rock off road. When he not looking, we climb in back and ride right into mine.
We have to be awful quiet and awful fast.
Swell scheme. How'd you ever think of it, Harker?
Oh, me get idea in book me read one just little fella story about Trojan horse. Trucks soon stop now.
It's gonna work. Hey, there are two men in the truck.
Take both to move big rock. Look, they're getting out now. Follow me down little gully. Keep on hands and knees. Sweeping back off truck. Lucky they leave motor running, not hear us so good.
Quick into truck.
Here, me boost you up.
All right. Hurry, hurry.
He's coming. They're coming. Look, they have the old canvas. Crawl up now. Keep quiet like mouse. Quick now.
Packy. of you guys get back with the truck. You got a job to do.
You ain't got another shipment of beef ready to be hauled out?
I got a shipment of live beef to go out.
But the cowboy?
Yeah. No sense in keeping him in the mine. If he got loose, he'd be able to get back to his ranch and his men too easy. We'll keep him in the old Dobie shack where we got the deep freeze units. That's 50 miles from nowhere.
You guys really got a big operation, haven't you?
Pipe down, fella.
Let me a hand, Rox. We'll heave him in the back of the truck and get him out of here.
I'll take his legs.
Now.
No.
I reckon he can get along without a pillow under his head.
Go on, cowboy.
Hey, well, where'd Packy go?
He'll be back. Then you can get rolling.
We come prepared for that.
There. Thanks, please. No, I'm tired.
Now we gotta act fast, fellas. There are six men all told in here. If we can grab these three, we'll be able to handle the others.
Hey, Russell.
Tough, smart ones. I'll tell you how they do it later.
Okay, no.
I'm gonna yell to get them to come back to the truck. Then over and at them, boys. Don't give them a chance to move back and draw their guns. You ready?
And rearing to go.
Hey. Let me out of here. These scorpions are in this truck. They're after me. Help, help, help.
Hey, what's these scorpions
there? Hey.
Now let's get him. Hey, Ross, look out. He's loose.
Hey, there's a gang of them.
Hey, boys, this way. Quick.
Quick. Now you think you... go away.
Drop that gun or I'll twist your arm off.
He's back. Here's another fellow coming.
Don't tell him to get out. I quit. I had enough.
And tell those men who are coming to stop where they are and put their hands up or we start shooting.
Hold it, guys. The jig's up here. You shut the ribbons if you try anything.
Irish, you keep them covered. We got the whole gang of them.
Right. Now, over here.
Okay. Now, Bobby, will you tell me how you happened to be in the back of that truck?
It's a long story, Tess. It seems like it was a good idea.
It was a perfect idea.
We catch you, Mr. Pitts.
Same way they got the steers, Harker. This mine runs almost through the mountain. They dynamited an opening over there and then fitted a door on it that looked just like the rock itself. I heard them talking about it. Mighty clever job it was, too.
Golly, no wonder we thought they were ghost wrestlers. Seemed like the mountain had swallowed up the steers and you too.
Yep, but like all crooks, they weren't quite smart enough. Even though they were butchering the steers right in the mine and carrying the meat out hidden under stacks of ore. Well, let's tie them up. Now we'll use that truck to haul some live coyote meat to the jailhouse.
And so ends another thrilling adventure with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Riders, which is directed by John Saul, a Grace Gibson radio production. Remember that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry.